Canada's brave men and women in uniform, who pay the ultimate sacrifice in defense of their country, deserve to be laid to rest respectfully, with support from the federal government. That's why a funeral and burial program is provided to the families of indigent veterans through the Last Post Fund. Earlier this year, the Liberal opposition member for Random Buren St. George's put forward a motion in the House, M-422, that would have made changes to the Last Post Fund. Motion M-42 was defeated in the House of Commons, but not because of government lack of desire to support our veterans. The motion was rejected simply because the Last Post Fund had, less than 1 month earlier, already been addressed and substantially improved in Economic Action Plan 2013. In order to better support our veterans, the government voted to double the coverage of funerals from $3,600 to $7,376, a decision made after the Minister of Veterans Affairs had listened to many veterans groups on this issue. The Liberals voted against that plan, implying that due to outdated eligibility criteria, some veterans are left without a dignified funeral. What they are incorrectly referring to is a means test that is applied to determine which veterans are in need of assistance from the fund. The previous Liberal government itself established the present means test. As veteran and Member of Parliament for Durham, Erin O'Toole explained, "The Last Post Fund was established decades ago to help the families of indigent veterans. They do not expect this special fund to apply to all veterans. This was not the objective of the Last Post Fund funeral and burial program. But the Last Post Fund is much more than just the burial program. It manages the National Field of Honor in Pointe-Claire, Quebec, a national historic site. It also runs the Unmarked Grave Program to mark the places where some of our fallen have been laid to rest." Motion M-42 was defeated in the House of Commons not because of government lack of desire to support our veterans, but because we had already voted to improve the Last Post Fund in Economic Action Plan 2013. Sadly, the Liberals have voted against the measures in Economic Action Plan 2013 at every opportunity. In contrast, our government will continue to work with the Royal Canadian Legion to ensure that veterans receive the support they need for a dignified funeral and burial. I am pleased to advise you that Bill C-60, Economic Action Plan 2013, number 1, passed on June 10, 2013. In times of austerity, very few programs receive a doubling in funds, but our actions speak for themselves. Veterans can count on us. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.